Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Chris Jeffries, who's CEO at Dead Clever. How are you today, Chris?
Hi, Zach. How are you? Yeah, good, thank you.
I'm doing fine. Last time you were out there in India doing business, and it looks as though you've achieved some business as well today.
Yeah, it's, well, listen, India is obviously a vital market for us, and as we kind of caught up about on our last interview, working in collaboration with Vative, who are very well established in India, we then had the opportunity to meet some quite significant potential customers or partners, if you will. One of them being NISA, the National Independent Schools Alliance. And as you saw from the announcement today, we clearly identified a significant opportunity to support NISA in the delivery of a minimum standard of career guidance by utilizing our platform, which could be rolled out to all 70,000 plus of their budget private schools. And, you know, from that brief time that I did spend over there, we saw the, you know, a tremendous value in what career guidance could deliver for the whole sector of education across India, given that there is very little by means of existing resources available to young people. So NISA really saw the opportunity to pioneer this minimum standard across their affiliated schools and beyond, hopefully.
It's a massive number of 70,000 schools. Obviously, India, you know, is a big market anyway for almost anything. And there'll also be, you know, you'll also have, I presume, some kind of visibility on revenues, you know, per month from, you know, within a relatively short time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important when we're entering such a sizable market at such scale, we need to make sure that that commercial value is right and proper for all parties. And the other thing to consider here is that, you know, following in some of the footsteps of some of the kind of big tech unicorns that have emerged in India with the online education and online courses, and very much taking some learning from their successes with the B2C market, what the agreement gives us the opportunity to do is identify what that B2C market would be for our platform, given the fact that just with these students that are currently educated by NISA schools is circa 13 million. And one of the really interesting discoveries that we kind of learned from the India education market is that parents themselves are very much influential over the children's education, and to a degree almost see the investment in their children's education as kind of a pension, how we would see that, you know, in the UK or various other countries. And the ability to use the our career guidance engine to help the parents support their children even more with the ultimate career goals of their education has a perfect fit in that marketplace and a great place for us to trial that B2C proposition. And certainly NISA and Vative see the benefit in supporting that introduction of that B2C offer as well. So we're, you know, we're incredibly excited about the opportunity that will present the business, both with the functionality and the value that we add to our users, but also from a commercial model, it potentially is hugely transformational.
I mean, the commercial model, I suppose you've got a decent introduction to that in terms of the fact that you're already in North America, in the US and Canada, and obviously here too. And so you think that, let's say, because of the culture of India, there might actually be, you know, even more business than even might be even more revenue per, let's say, opportunity that there isn't in that country than in the Western markets.
Well, the thing is that when you're talking about India, you're talking about a developing market, and actually with a real lack in a minimum standard of any of career guidance across the sector, introducing the B2C market In India makes a lot of sense as a business. But the truth of the matter is, once we've established that market in India, it's something that we would then potentially look to roll back across the rest of the world once it's more established, given the fact that it adds so much benefit to the user, having their parents and influencers being able to support their young development as they grow through education and into employment.
There's 70,000 affiliated schools under NISA. Is there more of a market out there that could be had?
Absolutely. There's a huge market out there. There are circa 1.5 million schools in India. Within that sector, you've got approximately just over a million schools, which are public. And then you've got the top 2-3% of education, which is, that kind of Premier League private education, which the fees are comparable to what you pay for private education here in the UK. And in the middle of them two sectors is where you've got budget private education, where parents contribute towards their children's education in the attempt that the school is able then to lift up the standard of public education. And that's really where NISA has emerged as the governing body to be the voice of that budget private school sector, to which there are over 300,000 of them schools currently, and NISA are representing 70,000 of them. But what tends to happen, or what has happened in the past, is that the frameworks and criterias that NISA schools tend to adopt, NISA are very influential, and they become the voice within government to then help them frameworks be adopted more rapidly across the remainder of the budget private school sector. So the opportunity is much greater and much wider than that. And once we have, potentially when we've rolled out into the budget private school sector, we'll then have the opportunity to introduce that framework into the public school sector as well. So the opportunity is immense.
And do we have any idea at this stage how much you might be getting from per school per month, or is it too early to say?
So I don't think I'll be doing anyone justice by discussing them early numbers, but simply by considering the sheer volume. And we won't be looking, we'll still be looking to maintain a consistency across other countries where we're live in as well. So, but really the next kind of 60 days is about defining, what the right level of commercial introduction fees are, both from the B2B side of things for schools, but also for the direct to consumer market. So that will all kind of emerge in the very short term, because there is a great ambition to conclude the negotiations so we can move on to the implementation phase.
Right. And I think, as we've said before, what you can do in India and in the West, let's say, you could do anywhere else as well.
Absolutely.
OK, well, on that bright note, Chris Jeffries, CEO at DevClever, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.